This is the infamous Camp Street of Providence lore.
From the streets of the city's Mount Hope section, community activist Ray Watson can see how police community relations have gotten better over the last 10 or 15 years. Communication with the police leadership has improved significantly, and Watson points to how a police supervisor helped make things better when an officer disrespected a Mount Hope resident.
There was actually an officer who went and apologized to a resident of the neighborhood, told him, you know, listen, I was having a bad day that day, but I was out of line. I do apologize. I didn't mean to come across like that. I hope it doesn't affect us moving forward.
Mount Hope is a poor part of the prosperous East Side, and it's wrestled for years with drug dealing and periodic outbreaks of violence. Watson, the head of the Mount Hope Neighborhood Association, says residents want good interactions with police. Yet despite improvements, he says some officers still put a presumption of guilt on Mount Hope's mostly black residents.
Every once in a while, they'll come into the neighborhood here and they'll, in my opinion, harass someone to see if they've got guns. And it's that same sort of situation after you're harassed and they don't have any guns. Oh, stay out of trouble. I was never in trouble to stay out of trouble. You're the ones who are causing the trouble. And now after you've caused it, you're telling me to stay out of trouble. It's very disheartening.
Last week, Watson and about 70 other people demonstrated outside the Providence Public Safety Complex. They were protesting plans to discipline a black firefighter who was seen raising his fist during an earlier protest. Rhode Island hasn't seen this kind of concern about police community relations since the January 2000 death of a black police officer, Cornell Young Jr. Off duty at the time, Young was shot and killed by two white colleagues who said they didn't recognize him when Young pulled a gun while intervening in a dispute. A gubernatorial commission sparked by his death made more than 70 recommendations intended to reduce racial profiling and other inequities. But almost 15 years later, Rhode Island American Civil Liberties Union head Steve Brown says the state is still dealing with many of the same issues.
And that's one of the saddest things about all of what's going on. Every time a Ferguson occurs, there's often a lack of perspective that there's nothing new here. This is a problem that has existed for a very long time.
Police Chief Hugh Clements points to how the Providence Department recently obtained a national accreditation earned by less than 5% of the nation's law enforcement agencies. He says the way in which Providence ranked high on almost 200 different standards reflects the professionalism of the department.
We certainly do not promote or allow racial bias policing. However, we do target hotspots. We target high crime areas. We target individuals who are prone to violence.
Providence NAACP President Jim Vincent praises Clements and other police leaders for regularly reaching out to minority communities. But in reflecting on the 2000 death of Cornell Young Jr., Vincent says he expected more progress.
So it's almost like a tale of two cities. I'm disappointed that we're not further along, but I'm very happy to the fact that we have certain people in place in terms of the highest levels that I think are the right people to be in place. They're there. But I would have thought that racial profiling and harassment and disrespect, that we wouldn't have had to be talking about this in Providence 15 years later.
Critics of the status quo say passing a stronger anti-racial profiling law is the way to raise accountability and improve police-community relations. Efforts to strengthen that law have languished for years, in part due to opposition from law enforcement. Police groups over the last year have put the support behind a new version of the racial profiling law. It's meant to balance community concerns about stops and searches with those of police about officer safety, although the outlook for the legislation in the upcoming General Assembly session remains unclear. Ian Donis, Rhode Island Public Radio.